Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Downing. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Al Downing. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Knoop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Downing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Knupp covering, for the out. Harper moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John bunts towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Kubiak covering, for the out. Noop moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walton for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knupp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Knupp moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Downing fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Downing. Knupp scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Roof and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp misplays the ball. That's an error on Knupp. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. One out. Ted Savage pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. May scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Ted Savage. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Gus Gill pinch hits for Tito Francona. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Knoop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.